We believe that auctions bring enormous benefits to vendors. It facilitates the creation of competition, which is why, of course, that's the name and means so much. And when competition happens, good things happen to the price.
You're listening to Elevate, the official podcast of Elite Agent, for real estate industry sales professionals, property managers, and leaders. With thanks to our partner, Connect Now, Elevate brings you the best tools, thinking, and strategies to elevate your results. For more information about how Connect Now can make moving easier for your clients, visit connectnow.com.au. And to get new episodes of Elevate directly to your inbox, sign up at eliteagent.com/subscribe. Here is your host, Samantha McLean.
Hey, hey everyone, it's Sam here. Today we're diving into the dynamic world of real estate leadership with a very special guest. He is a pivotal figure who's been instrumental in shaping the industry today as we know it. As the steward of a family legacy that stood the test of time, he has championed innovation and competition, and his insights have set standards that resonate right throughout the real estate community. So it's with great pleasure that we welcome back to the show Ray White Chairman Brian White. So welcome to the show, Brian.
How do you do? Wonderful to be here, Sam.
Amazing. So we're here at the Ray White Leadership Industry event for 2024. Tell me a little bit about what's going on in the doors outside there.
Well, it's so critical for us to improve the leadership skills across an entire organisation. And we're blessed that we have one of the finest business leaders in the world, Boris Grossberg, who's a professor of the Harvard Business School. And each year we have the joy of having him join us. And we have a series of meetings with him, different groups right across our network. And today's one of them.
Yeah, amazing. I want to get into a little bit about Boris's teachings in a moment. But since the last time we spoke, which was up at the Shed in one of my fondest memories of an interview ever at Elite Agent, a lot has happened in the Ray White world. And I particularly want to talk about your trademarking of the term competition creators. So that's across Australia, New Zealand, Indonesia even. So can you explain to us the significance of that move for Ray White and what it means to you?
Well, we're now a fourth generation family business. Ray White was the founder. And one of the remarkable things about that is that across the Shed where he opened his business, which just north of Toowoomba, is his name, of course, Ray White, and underneath Auctioneer. And auctions have been that's an integral part of our family history, right from that early days through to now. We believe that auctions bring enormous benefits to vendors. It facilitates the creation of competition, which is why, of course, that's the name and means so much. And when competition happens, good things happen to the price. And we focus enormously on auctions. We have a massive market share of auctions across Australia and New Zealand combined, and we intend to continue to build on that.
Yeah, it's a really interesting term because having just been through a sale ourselves, that is really the holy grail of selling real estate, is having people compete on price.
Well, it's the best way to give confidence to buyers. And when a buyer realises that someone else is interested, my God, that improves one's interest. That's against, my God, am I the only one who might like this house or like this particular piece of property? And when competition happens, good things do happen.
Yeah. What strikes me about Ray White still as a business is that auction, and this is, I guess, from what I learnt at the Shed about Ray auctioning from the very beginning, that you can feel the auction culture running through the veins of this company. Do you feel like that's still what sets it apart competitively to other franchises?
Well, all I know is that we do many more auctions than anyone else, and each group develops its own philosophy and what it wishes to do. We've been consistent with this. This is not a philosophy that has a seasonal impact or comes and goes or whatever. It's been a key component ever since my grandfather opened his doors, and that's the case now. We have auctioneers in every state and every market, and we're very happy to recommend that to potential sellers or those deciding to sell, and we love doing it. I'm very proud of the results.
Yeah, amazing. And how do you make sure that you've trademarked this term now that people at the local level implement the strategy? Like, how do you get the franchisees to learn that culture of auctions?
Well, we talked a lot about that even yesterday here at this conference. At any time I have a leadership conference, the concept of auctions is always included. And a key consistent part of our evaluation of performance, how an office is performing, and how individuals are performing. And it's just so natural that people who are doing particularly well in this industry are very comfortable with this competition creation.
Yeah. So speaking of competition creation, as a guy that sells a few properties out the west of Sydney, I think you know him. His name's Josh Teslin. He only does auctions now, doesn't he?
Oh, no, he does almost everything he does are auctions, and he's brilliant at it. We're so proud of the fact that he is such an achiever in auctions. Since commencing with us a few years ago, his market share reflects his commitment and wonderful success story.
Yeah. And I guess you've gotten to know Josh quite well since he came into the group. What do you think it is that sets him apart from other agents? Because I think all eyes have been on him in the industry for the past 12 months. Everyone's quite fascinated by him.
Well, it's just staggering the number of auctions he does perform. We've recommended and he learned the auction skills essentially through joining us. He does so many, you can be thinking, my God, how is it possible that someone can be so sensationally successful? And that's reflected in his market share. I mean, he believes in auctions and they are being sold at very handsome prices.
Yeah, he's certainly an amazing talent in real estate, isn't he?
Wonderful individual.
Yeah.
Got a fabulous team of people. He's a great leader. Very proud of him.
Yeah, amazing. So let's talk market share. You just mentioned Josh's market share, and I read somewhere that Ray White now holds a significant market share of about 14%. And that's incredible when you consider that Ibis World in 2019 said nobody had anything above 5%. You've almost tripled your market share since then. What are some of the things that you attribute to that growth?
Well, consistency. I think being a family business has a lot of advantages. My three sons are all in the business. My brother has his son in the business, and I'm sure our girl, their daughters and granddaughters will be emerging in the company as time goes on. I think people enjoy the fact that it is a family business. We are determined, we call the phrase I love is that we're a springboard for our people. And the harder they jump on us, the higher they're going to go. And that's reflected in someone like Josh Teslin. But, you know, our wonderful, great businesses are all believers in the auction process.
Yeah. You know, I talk to Mark McLeod a lot, and he's into all sorts of things in the industry. Like, he's at the forefront of innovation and so on. How's Ray White thinking about continuing to innovate for the future?
Oh, we'll never stop. New things keep being developed. How they can be used in the real estate process? Can they facilitate sale? Can they speed a sale? Or whatever it is. It's a key component now of every industry, and certainly in the real estate process. We have a document at the start called More Than Just a Brand. And it's just what we do to facilitate people coming to the real estate industry becoming successful.
Yeah, amazing. I remember last time we talked up at the shed, I asked you what Ray, your grandfather, would have thought about the internet. What do you think he'd think about AI now? What a time to be alive, hey?
It's interesting how it hasn't replaced the human touch in the whole thing. It just helps individuals who are in real estate perform their tasks better and more competently.
Yeah. So out there at the moment, and if you're listening at home, I'm actually pointing out the doors that where Brian and I are talking. You've got one of my favourite people I've ever listened to in there at the moment, which is Dr. Groysberg, who you referred to earlier. And Ray White has been using the case methodology approach for a long time, the Harvard case methodology. How's that been adopted for your network? And how are the guys liking it in there?
Oh, it's a fabulous experience. I mean, Boris is just an astonishing individual. And we have people from all over our network, New Zealand and Australia here. And they come back year after year, even those that are having sensational businesses still want to come back and still be reminded of just great insights Boris has and expresses them so beautifully to us.
Yeah, he really makes you think. What cases are they working on in there at the moment?
Well, they've had a number of cases. It all revolves in the end around the ability to perform a task for an individual. And there's been a number, and ones today been spectacular in the sense of having people accepting leadership responsibilities and what are those responsibilities and how consistent must you be in the performance of those. And his idea is just great.
What do you think the biggest problem the industry has right now that we need to solve? A lot of people say to me, it's people, like we're missing talent. What do you think is the biggest thing that principals now need to be looking at?
Well, I think it's fundamentally very simple. I mean, no matter what happens, no matter what governments do, prices rise and then they fall. I've been in this industry for quite some time, as you know. I've been through a number of those cycles. These cycles are natural. And the wonderful thing, of course, is each cycle, when it starts to fade and dip, only dips so far from the last cycle. And then suddenly, oh my God, it's on the way again. And people must own property. And people made wonderful success stories from investing in property. And people have, over a period of time, it's hard to think of anyone who would have gone, if they had the persistence of continuing to own property, would have gone backwards.
Yeah. When you think about the cycles of real estate, it is definitely like that. We're all better off now than we were 10, 20, 30 years ago, even though I mightn't have seen that way at the time. We talked about Josh Teslin, and you've got a number of superstar leaders within the fold. And if I start mentioning some of them, I'll probably leave someone out. So I don't want to do that. But who are the people to watch? Who are the young ones to watch at the moment?
It'd be unfair for me to quite sum up. We've got so many. It's wonderful seeing young people developing this confidence. It's not just confidence in selling property, confidence in leadership, how to bring teams together, how to have people believing and knowing that they're getting a wonderful career environment. And on they go to become super performers. You might say, we're here creating leadership, so Leadership Academy. Not here so much in talking about the techniques of actually selling property, but it's the techniques and running a business, how to be a good leader. And very few people are natural leaders. Now, the concept of born leader relates to very few people and very few sort of disciplines that actually have the title of being born. Almost, if you're not a born leader, you can't be a leader. We know that that's not correct, but it requires a lot of discipline. And these sessions embolden that to happen.
It's amazing that Ray White creates the environment that this can happen. I know that, again, with yourself, you're always learning. Your career spans decades, but you're still always learning. If I could maybe ask you to look back for a moment with everything that you've learned, particularly over probably the last 10 years, what's one lesson that you would love to give to everyone?
Well, the great lesson, I know we've had some of our competitors have their marketing based on, we can't predict what price is going to be. They could be a disaster. You should be spending less and putting money into some sort of investment product. I now know that people who think cleverly and consistently about property are going to be very fortunate in the outcomes.
Yeah. And what about for real estate agents specifically? Is there a lesson that you can think of that will stand the test of time both now and in the future?
Oh, it has to be honesty, the preparedness to speak one's mind as to your beliefs. That's a critical part for being a success in this industry. The biggest thing I did learn, which was very relatively early on, was facing my first sort of recession in the industry. And they may go, oh my God, this is never going to end. This is, and then realizing, oh my God, things are improving again. You know, this, we go up and then we dip. All those dips are left way behind.
Every storm eventually runs out of rain. And what about the next 12 months? I know Dan is spearheading the main part of the group, or the residential part of the group. What do you see for the next 12 months? Like, if we were sitting down here in another 12 months' time, what will have happened?
Well, my sons are all driving key components of the business, and the potential to look at additional services. I mean, for our loan market business, which is mortgage broking, many of our offices now embrace that, and it's helping their sales enormously, helping buyers arrange the best finance, giving confidence to people as to just what their status of money strength is, and so on and so forth. So providing more services to the community. We all love this company. We love the business that we're in. It's not something that's, we're not owned by an investor or some sort of institution that's only interested in money returns. We've got a fabulous company and we intend to keep it that way.
Yeah, amazing. So, Brian, I want to thank you again for joining me and having a chat to me. I always love it when we catch up, even though the last time was like 5 years ago or something like that. But let's not make the next one so long.
Okay, thank you.
Brian White, thanks so much.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Elevate Podcast with thanks to Connect Now. To stay in touch with all things Elite Agent, sign up for our daily newsletter, The Brief, at eliteagent.com/subscribe.